keeping toxic blooms in Lake Erie from getting into drinking water. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. The recent Toledo water crisis has farmers in Michigan and Ohio on the defensive. They're pointing to a number of voluntary efforts they're making to reduce phosphorus runoff to Lake Erie. That runoff is the main source of the blooms of cyanobacteria that release a toxin that led to the water shutdown. But farm groups and environmentalists say a new state law in Ohio that will certify fertilizer use doesn't go far enough or happen fast enough. Karen Schaefer is a reporter in Ohio, and she's been covering this issue. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Rebecca.
So what's this new law going to do?
Basically, the new law will require that all farmers and certified crop advisors who spread chemical fertilizer on fields go through a certification process where they will learn how to spread the fertilizer in the right place, at the right rate, at the right time of year. And the problem with it is that right now it does not include manure, and the law doesn't go into effect until 2017.
All right, so that's 3 years from now, so that's a while. What's going to happen in the meantime?
Well, in the meantime, farmers are saying that some of the groups anyway in the basin are saying they're already willing to start this certification process a little earlier. The Ohio Farm Bureau says it will take its Lucas County members into a series of meetings where they can learn what it is they need to be doing. And an Ohio State University Extension agent is saying he's going to set up 3 meetings with farmers in the region before harvest this year so that they can start reducing phosphorus before the spring happens and the bloom starts being fed.
The kind of bacteria that are blooming in Lake Erie produce a toxin called microcystin, and that toxin can be very dangerous to people and to pets. How are cities treating Lake Erie water so it's safe to drink?
Right now, they're basically doing what they've always done to treat water. The process of settling usually removes most of the toxin, but some have added activated carbon, which helps to pull out even more of this cyanobacteria. And one system has created a $500,000 ozone treatment. But the problem is there's no federal standard for how you treat this toxin, and there's no federal standard for what the amount that's safe in drinking water. Only the World Health Organization has a standard, and the U.S. EPA has yet to create one.
All right, so the cities are trying to figure this out kind of on their own, it sounds like.
They are, and while the state of Ohio has offered $150 million in no-interest loans, the water plant managers really aren't sure what they should be doing and aren't really ready to apply for that money.
All right, thank you very much, Karen.
You're welcome.
Support for Karen Schaefer's Year of the Lake series is provided by the Ohio Sea Grant College Program at Ohio State University. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.